Good morning, friends. This is Bob Atcher.
And this is Mary Jane Johnson.
With your Faultless Start Show.
It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. That good old Faultless Start.
Welcome to Faultless Starts Time with Bob Atcher, Mary Jane Johnson, the five hometowners, Jane, Larry, Earl, Kenny, and Dwayne, and all your best love songs brought to you by an old friend, Faultless Start.
It's absolutely faultless, that good old Faultless Start.
Yes, indeed. And here he comes now, that smiling young fellow with the faultless guitar and the King's Eyes collection of wonderful songs, Bob Atcher.
I thank you kindly, Franklin Ferguson, and I'm also mighty thankful for this brand new year we've got for ourselves. How about you, Mary Jane?
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you have something sort of extra optimistic for our first program of 1953, Bob?
Well, I think maybe this one will qualify, Mary Jane. till the end of the world.
Well, that's just about the same thing as forever. Let's hear it, Mr. Atcher.
All right. Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, till the sand of the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hair turns back to gold, till the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. Cheerful enough for you, Mary Jane?
Oh, yeah. But, Bob, now I'd like to hear a sad song.
Oh, isn't that just like a woman? Can't make up her mind at all.
Well, now, Robert, there's two sides to every story, and sometimes love just doesn't turn out right.
Say, now, I believe you're leading up to something.
I'm leading up to a wedding.
Why, young lady, this is so sudden, and Maggie wouldn't understand it.
I mean the most famous wedding of 1952.
Oh, I think I got it. Only suppose we attend this ceremony together, huh?
Okay.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of love.
Teardrops Well, so much for the wedding. Now a little advice for every young bride after the honeymoon's over and the ironing starts.
It makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless start.
Oh, what a joy it is to have your iron just fairly fly over your ironing. No fighting a sticking, dragging iron all day. Faultless starch makes ironing a joy, not a job.
No ironing aids to buy, no waxes, no polish in the bottom of your iron. Faultless starch contains every ironing aid necessary for smooth, easy, perfect ironing. Save your money, save your back and legs. Faultless starch makes ironing a joy, not a job.
It makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless starch.
Get faultless starch at your favorite grocery store. Look for the pure white box with the big red star. That's faultless starch. Faultless starch has been granted the good housekeeping seal.
Yes, sir, and that's good advice, Franklin. Don't know whether it's such good advice for an old cowboy like yours truly to advise myself to try my hand at sailing. But anyway, here goes for a try. I'll sail my ship alone, they call this one, and we hope you like it.
I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. When it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is now a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. Now what I own is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. When it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
Oh, me. Well, that, good people, is how I sail my ship alone.
And mighty smooth sailing, Captain, at your service.
Well, thanks, Admiral Mary Jane. Only now it's your turn to take the wheel.
Well, keep it a secret.
Well, I hope you mean that's the name of your song, because we've already told the secret of easy ironing to millions of folks at the other end of this wireless.
Oh, you could never keep wonderful faultless starch a secret, Bob.
Oh, just as I thought. You are talking about your song. And talking about it isn't half as nice as singing it, Mary Jane. Keep it a secret, please. Well, sir, now that we know one of Mary Jane's secrets, I think it's time to discover another. Yes, folks, now that the holiday season's over, it's time to put those good tablecloths and napkins away. Any tips, Mary Jane?
Yes, Bob. You starch and iron them. They'll keep neat and fresh. ready for the next big occasion. And the easy way to do this is with a faultless starch rinse.
Yes, it is easy. You starch and rinse at the same time. Simply mix 1/2 cup of faultless starch with 1 cup of cool water. Add this to 2 quarts of boiling water while stirring. Then stir all of this hot starch into your last tub of rinse water. Now you're ready to starch rinse.
Run your table linens through the starch rinse water and wring as usual. Your starching's done while you rinse. But don't stop with just tablecloths, because practically all your cottons look better and they iron better when you give them a light starching with faultless starch. Try the faultless starch rinse for pillowcases, work shirts and pants, overalls and blue jeans. It's so easy, and it makes all your wash look absolutely faultless.
And best of all, when you iron, you'll notice your iron just flies, because faultless starch contains ironing aids already mixed in. It's easy to do smooth, easy, beautiful ironing. Ironing's a joy, not a job. Get faultless starch at your grocery store. Look for the crisp white box with the big red star and good housekeeping seal. That's faultless starch.
Yes, and that's the ticket from Mr. Ferguson. Here's one that tells you a good deal about my small Robin Asher. Daddy's little cowboy.
Here comes Daddy's little cowboy, isn't he a sight? All dressed up in his western outfit, looking for a fight. He packs a great big six-gun pistol, one that really shoots. His spurs, they jingle jangle on his shirt of cowboy boots.
Daddy's little cowboy, the toughest of galoot. With his western hat, his six-gun cap, and a shirt of cowboy boots.
Here comes Daddy's little cowboy shooting up the town. He's got the rustlers on the run. He's about to mow 'em down. Before he goes to sleep tonight, he'll run 'em all upstairs. Then lock 'em in his bedroom jail and make 'em say their prayers.
Daddy's little cowboy, the toughest of galoot. With his western hat, his six-gun cap, and his sure enough cowboy boots.
Well, thanks, kids. It was nice of you to sing the chorus for me there. Thanks a lot. And even though it's a hobby horse for my little boy Robin right now, there's a genuine bronco in his future. Now then, Franklin, a word from you, please.
Thanks, Bob. Ladies, a few minutes ago, Mary Jane told you how you can put away your best holiday table linens fresh and neat by giving them a faultless starch rinse. Now, if you didn't happen to hear it all, you can get the easy directions for doing a faultless starch rinse right on the faultless starch package. So remember to look for the crisp white box with the big red star at your grocer's. That's good old faultless starch.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy. That good old faultless starch. Speaking for the hometowners, that's Jane, Larry, Earl, Kenny, and Dwayne. This is Bob Asher saying goodbye until next Sunday at this same time. And here's pretty Mary Jane Johnson to say
goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Faultless Starch Time, brought to you by Faultless Starch, the perfect hot laundry starch that's made in barely a minute. Listen next Sunday at this same time when Mary Jane Johnson and Bob Asher will return with more of your favorite songs. Franklin Ferguson speaking. Faultless Starch Time comes to you from Chicago. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.